This is an international podcast transmission. Is anyone out there? If you're listening, you've reached the No Fixed Agenda podcast.
I'm taking this train to the promised land. Won't you give it up? You understand. We'll take one foot forward. Don't look back.
Welcome, everybody, to No Fixed Agenda.
Wow.
We're
so official,
dude. I know.
Stop trying to be
official. I feel like we haven't really been official in the last couple episodes. We just roll right into it.
Why not, bro?
You know, like, we stopped doing a little bit of the intros, which I actually like a little bit more.
I'm digging it too.
Just kind of rolls right into the conversation. Yeah. No need for us to talk about stuff for about 10 minutes. It gets boring.
Plus, there's a commercial already going on before, right? I mean, we're talking about our sponsors, Bubs, and
yeah.
It's so. I mean, you don't have and you recorded them both. So it's like you get some of my voice, some of your voice, and you know.
Yeah.
We're good.
So yeah, it's fine. It's all fine. I figure today, a little bit more official.
Or not. Because
random thought today.
I didn't want to be official today. No.
You want me to start over?
No, this is fine. Don't start over.
Okay. You know, all right. I'm just making sure, you know, I'm.
No, but
I want my sweetie to be okay. Jesus, wow. Dude, who's the bougie one of the two?
You are definitely the bougie one in the relationship. Let's get that right. I can never take that role, buddy. Yeah.
So decided we were going to talk about random thoughts today, and you brought up a good one. You and I have seen it over the last 6 months easily. And you brought up burnout.
Burnout, baby.
Yeah. So we wanted to talk about that. I thought that was a great conversation because in this social society, there is so much burnout of everything.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss our own burnout. But I was thinking about that last night after you said that. I was like, you know what? Probably good. But being entrepreneurs, we get burnout. There's social burnout. I actually thought about that. I was like, I really haven't posted on social media
in a while.
Besides my business stuff, I haven't posted on social media because I'm just kind of tired of trying to not that I post a lot on my personal page, but I'm like, I'm tired of just posting.
Yeah.
Burn out on it.
Yeah.
So anyway, burnout. And you brought it up, so I'm going to let you kind of lead into why you wanted to chat about this.
I don't think burnout is talked about enough.
Oh, God, no.
And I think that's the problem, right? And so I'm learning because I'm still constantly learning as an entrepreneur that I cannot be what I thought I wanted to be if I do, then it's kind of like whatever. That's a different rabbit hole. What I'm trying to say is as entrepreneurs, I'm learning that we don't talk enough about burnout. And I mainly brought it up because there was a post that sparked it on Instagram that I reshared on my story from a coaching perspective and how coaches are held responsible for bringing the hype, are held responsible for bringing the energy in the room, are held responsible not just for the progression of their client or their athlete or their, you know, whatever, but coaches are responsible for so much and setting the tempo and setting the vibe. And yet we do not, the better coach you are, the busier you're going to be. And the busier you're going to be, the easier it's going to be to forget about yourself.
Yeah.
And as a coach, I had to master that when I first got into coaching. Like I had to learn how to say no to certain sessions because I went septic.
Yep.
Like I ended up in the freaking hospital. My clients that were firefighters knew who I was are pulling me out of my house because they don't know why I passed out. My wife doesn't know why I passed out. It was because I had an infection and I was just overcaffeinated. And I just went till I was sick, dude.
Exactly.
And so I had to learn how to say no to certain things. Like I had to put the schedule together and put boundaries in place. But then I started thinking like, as a coach, I had to learn how to figure out, like you get so much fulfillment as a coach and it's very fun in a lot of ways, but it's also a lot of work. It's not very fulfilling. And so you feel like this reward when you get the fulfillment piece of when you see people hit PRs and people get better and you just establish better relationships and people have breakthroughs. And just like, it's so rewarding. You're like, all this work and effort is so amazing because I'm changing people's lives. But then you don't realize that that's not really the freaking piece that you need to like recover and take care of yourself. That's just because you got a reward doesn't mean that you're actually resting and recovering.
Yeah.
And so I had to build a schedule and figure that out. I'm learning now as an entrepreneur, that is also another issue because now I am now transitioning from a coach into a business owner
into a manager.
Dude,
you have to take your coaching hat off
and put my ownership hat on.
Right. What I really want to ask though, you talk about your past and being, you know, going septic when you were coaching. And I'm curious from that moment, knowing full well that you were overworked and everything else, to what your burnout looks like now.
Oh, yeah.
What's the mental difference? Were you in a worse state then?
Mm.
Because you were just overworked as a coach and had never really experienced that, I guess, in a coaching sense or a business sense? Or is it kind of worse now that because you wear multiple hats as a coach, a manager, an entrepreneur, a business owner, whatever, like what's the difference now when you start to feel that burnout, like, where's that difference for you?
It's a huge difference, dude, in my opinion. I mean, I think I've seen it in you too. Like sometimes you come into the gym and you're like, just grouchy, right? And I'm like, fuck, dude, he's having one of those fucking days. Like, I need to make him laugh or whatever, right? You need a break, right? And so I think for me as a coach, it was constant energy output, like constant. If I came across somebody, it's like, I'm hype, I'm energy. I got to give them this thing. And I'm a firm believer in energies, right? You walk into a room, you can feel the energy in a room, right? This is why I love the old man crew. This is why I like having my little circle workout at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This is why, because those people those folks that are in that room bring a certain energy when I'm not feeling it. And so I'm a huge proponent of that. As a coach, I did not understand that. As a working in logistics supply chain and like, I understood that to a certain extent, but there was like moments that I had to kind of cut it off. And I'm in a conference room one day, or I'm sitting in the office grinding away on a P&L or I'm out on the floor. Right. As a coach, it was constant energy, dude. Like whether you're coaching a class, whether you're coaching a client, whether you walk into a room, it's everything was on. And that burnout was just from an energy burnout, if you will. Like I didn't realize. And I think me over caffeinating was a result of me trying to continue to be that source of energy to all these people. And I got to like 50 clients and I was like, holy shit. I didn't realize that was the wall. And my body said, fuck you, sit down. Yep. And then I was out for 5 days, dude, because they could not, the hospital, Western medicine could not figure out what was wrong with me. Like I'm this athletic guy. I'm running 10 miles. I'm lifting all the weights. I was at the peak of my fitness and I'm freaking in the emergency room or checked into a hospital under observation because they don't know. This guy has a resting heart rate of 40, dude. What the hell? Why is he in the hospital? And so I later came to the conclusion in hindsight that it was because I was constantly outputting energy and I was overeating and I was over consuming caffeine. And I had this, and then they found the infection in my intestines and they were like, dude, you just didn't know.
Yeah.
And so as an entrepreneur, that is way different because as you know, your businesses, if you're not looking forward or looking at your business or being strategic in your business will no longer grow or cease to be healthy.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
And so there's this analytical brain of mine that we all have to use as entrepreneurs. And that is exhausting, right? And then I still got to be a coach. I still got to come in and provide that same energy that made me sick back when I first became a coach, when I was in the room. And then also too, oh, by the way, I also got to be a therapist because I have to teach people that they need fitness, or Working, you know what I'm saying?
As a coach, you are also a therapist. Yeah. As well. As a bartender, you're also a therapist.
As a barber, you're also a therapist. Yeah. Right. And so you're like, but all these things is like, it's almost like as a coach, I was able to lean into, when I was burning out as a coach, I was able to lean into my family. I was able to lean into just some rest. I was able to lean into some other things outside of coaching that made me feel relaxed and recharged. As an entrepreneur, I'm having a really hard time figuring that out. Mm. It's almost like it needs to be turned all, everything needs to be turned off, family included, dude.
Yeah.
You know, in order for me to truly recharge. And it sucks. Like, I'm learning that it sucks. And it's, I feel like most entrepreneurs don't talk about it enough because our businesses are us. Like, they bleed into every aspect of our lives, dude.
What kind of sucks in the service, healthcare, gym, whatever it is, right? What's hard is the fact that you've got your own burnout happening, but how many times is it where you get your clients or your patients or your athletes or whatever it is that come in and it's a constant, I've got this problem. And I'm not talking about anybody specific. I look at it from a grand scheme of the service business. Yeah. You could be a restaurant owner and you've got your regular patrons that come in and they're going to complain about, they sit at the bar and they're going to complain about the same shit over and over again. Right.
You're not going to come to a resolution in a bar.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And you're going to vent. Yeah.
That's you talk about burnout, man. It's like, it's so hard to balance a lot of the different hats and what your clientele is bringing to you every day. In the service business, it's like that whole entire, where do you find, what do other individuals do from a burnout perspective? Mm. Like, what's the escape?
Yeah.
And what is, you know, that's always kind of a interesting thing to me. Like, I know when I get burned out, I know it's about that time for me and Des to go off and
take off,
even do a weekend trip. It doesn't really matter. Like, and both of us are like that. And I'm very lucky in the fact that both of us understand each other's burnout perspective. Mm-hmm. And we both look at each other like, let's schedule a trip. Oh. Let's just get away for the weekend, whether it's going to Arizona, you know, to her parents' Airbnb house. Let's go to Austin, see some friends, whatever it is. Like, we know, like, right away, like, okay, we need to get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. Like, and even then, it's like, you, as a owner, you have a hard time turning shit off. But I've learned over the years, like, if I'm going to be gone, I'm going to be gone. I may take my computer just to, in case an emergency happens, I need to fix something. But chances of me actually opening that thing up and going through emails and all that shit, I've kind of learned over the years, like, okay, this is where my disconnect point is, because it's funny enough. I was talking to another race director earlier today. We were just chatting business and how race numbers look and everything. And like the consistencies. Right. And she had asked me, she's like, you got rid of you sold your Colorado races. Mm. How are you doing with that? And I was like, this was the first summer in 12 years that I don't really like, this is the first fall in 12 years that my summer didn't dictate how my fall and winter are going to go. And I could definitely tell that there was no burnout. I was getting tired of being in Colorado, and not that I don't love Colorado, but I was tired of traveling there, tired of having to work 12-hour days nonstop, drive 40 to 60 miles a day just to get shit done. And I was like, I told her, I was like, it was the best thing I ever did. Like, that section of my business, like, completely changed also the way I also understand how I need to run my business forward. Like, okay, I need to make sure that I have weeks or a month or 6 weeks, like, separating some of my events. So that way I have that decompressed time.
Yeah. I asked you this question when we were in the gym, we talked about doing this episode, and I said, and so what do you do? And you're like, I travel.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's what you do to recharge. Like, I'm gone, dude. And so it's just like, I drop everything and I go. And
I wish I was that person that could just like mentally like
turn off,
just turn off, like turn, like that. It, like you, know, you go in and you meditate. Mm-hmm. But I've never been somebody that, that has been able to meditate.
That's the country bumping in you, brother.
It probably is. Yes.
But you do, I will tell you, you do meditate and you don't know you're doing it.
I do. And it's just not in the,
it's not like in the, it's so, not in the, dude, that's not the, I'm glad we're bringing this up because
it's not in the state
country
of,
bumpkin does fucking meditate. You guys don't let him fucking trick you. Like he fucking meditates. He meditates. And so his form of meditation will be like just sitting in quiet space.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be chilling out. It'll be like when I think I saw a little bit of meditation when you went back home when we were in Chicago, dude, and you went and you showed the Fosters up to your home. Like you were just showing them, you know, that, and you were just sitting in the back of a freaking pickup truck, dude. Yeah. That was awesome. That's your form of meditation, bro. That's your quiet time. That's your time for, to reflect. That's your time to think about like your childhood and all these, you're meditating, bro. In a way you're just not sitting there going, what's my intention today?
Yeah. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I've tried. Trust me. I've tried.
Yeah. But to your point is like your form of meditation is going out and traveling. And when you go out and travel, you're not doing anything. You're laughing because you're driving on the wrong side of the road when you're an island.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was your form of disconnecting and just enjoying life and not worrying about anything else. I don't know what mine is.
I was going to ask.
Have you figured it out? Dude, I haven't figured it out. As a coach, I knew what that was. As a coach, it was very easy to manage because it was just not pouring into other people. And that was really easy. Like I could pour into my clients and pour into passionate giving in a classroom setting or in a class settings. And then I would turn it off. I would leave and I purposely block things out in my calendar to where I would do nothing. I would sleep in. I would sit quiet. I would watch a stricken mindless show on Netflix. I would sit in the back of my yard and, you know, and just watch the birds fly by while I'm having a cup of coffee. Like, dude, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And then I would come back and I was supercharged, ready to go. As an entrepreneur, dude, I don't know. Because if I'm not coaching, bro, if I'm not programming, if I'm not pouring into a client, I'm trying to make my business grow. I'm trying to make my business run, not just grow. Like Suzette and I had this conversation today. And she's like, you really don't have time. Like I went to Tulum, right? We just came back from Tulum. And I said, and I was packing. And I said, I'm taking my laptop. And she's like, you're taking your laptop? And she goes, why? Just in case, just in case it's an emergency that I had to freaking address.
Yep.
And then I realized that I forgot to program for somebody. And so then I popped it up. Everybody's having breakfast, enjoying life, or still asleep, and I'm sitting there plugging away, right? Yeah. And so it wasn't really I had a lot of downtime, but I'm having a hard time figuring what that is and not feeling guilty about it. I think as a coach, I did not feel guilty about my downtime, right? Because I'm like, I've poured so much time and energy into people and my clients and my business, right? As a coach, as an entrepreneur, I feel guilty when I'm looking at things and it does come back to bite me in the ass if I don't look at things. Like I get text messages on a daily basis from somebody in my staff, hey, I need this. Because I'm not just a business owner. I'm not just trying to keep my business running or make it grow.
Yeah.
I have to be a leader to my staff. I have to be a coach. And I still got to find time somewhere in there to be a family man. Where does there leave time to like be by myself? Yeah. Vera was in the room when we were talking about this at the gym. And I was like, Vera, what do you do? And she goes, I just figure it out. Cece talked about it today when we were in the gym. She goes, I'm a mom. I do this and I'm there everywhere. And I said, yeah, but you're not. You can't be after a certain point.
Yeah.
It's just impossible.
What's that point where what do you do for yourself? That's where you have to kind of find that balance, right? Of the entrepreneur aspect of it. And where can you shut everything off? Or can I shut this portion off without affecting this other portion of it? And that's really the balance of it. What I think sucks is the fact that, and this, I think this goes for any entrepreneur, anybody really, it's like you get burned out in your daily grind. Problem is if you are somebody who, like ourselves, that have to have social media accounts, mm-hmm. you have to be present, not only physically, but digitally. And that's where I think part of the problem is too, is in how that has changed. And there's so much dependence on your social media, your website, and how you engage in that, how you are drawing new clients, because you're all about drawing new clients in, right? And it's, and that's the hard part. That's the part that I still have to figure out. Like I said, personally, I don't even give a shit about posting myself personally. Mm-hmm. That it's not about whatever. I use Instagram just to kind of flip through some shit and see really funny memes for the yeah. most part.
That's but, what it, but it's consumption versus usage, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it's from a business perspective. Yeah. And although I have somebody who helps me out, it's still that constant. What are we going to post this week? What's needed? What's important this week? How much do we need to post this week to make sure we get the, and it, you just like, it's like, oh shit, like tacking on time and time and time again. And I can't speak for like content creators and how they get burned out. Mm-hmm. I'm actually interested in, I know one of my favorite accounts recently to watch was the Bump Coffee. So Bump Coffee is here in Cardiff. I'm friends with the owner. I've known that, and the owner's supported my races for the last few years. And one of his employees, he bet his employee, like, I bet you can't get us up to 40,000 followers. I'll bet you $2,000. And it was this every single day he went out and he posted himself drinking a cup of coffee somewhere. And as I'm, you know, and he's now become a content creator with it, but you could see in that example of what I'm talking about, like you could see like in his face every single day, you could tell he's getting tired yeah. of trying to find
new ways to
create the content. And his content was great. I think it was one of the better accounts out there for this 1 month window. Like it was a very like 20-something-year-old kid, like going everywhere. Mm-hmm. He flew across country just to drink a cup of coffee. And it's some of that shit.
The $2,000 he spent.
Yeah, exactly. So you look at that, you look at some of that stuff, and it's just kind of funny that you don't really think about how much. I see it from my angle of, okay, we got to do this, but even the content creation, that's got to be such a burnout, like pain in the ass.
But I think it's burnout. Who was I talking to this? Doesn't matter. I was having a conversation about this, and it's like, it's so easy to burn out on the things that you really don't like to do.
Oh, yeah.
So you and I both don't like to do content creation.
Yeah.
And so it's very, we'll fatigue fast. But you love creating businesses. And so if I sit there, hey, Jeff, I need you to create one fucking business every month for the next 12 months. You'd be like, done. I'm fucking done. Let's fucking rock it, right?
I created two last in the last month.
Yeah. And then you would be like, fucking A, dude. Like I would fucking, you would not realize that you're burnt out until probably like six months from now. But if I told you, hey, social media, you're going to be burnt out in 30 days.
Oh.
Right? Ugh. And so play to your strengths and delegate your weaknesses is one of the things that I've learned. I'm trying to learn. And it's, I don't like doing social media, but it costs too much money for me to freaking outsource it to somebody else
I know.
Right. And so, but is there a different way to look at it? Right. And so my point is like, I will, as a coach, I did not realize that I was burning it out until like 6 months into it. And then I ended up in the hospital 6 months later, like, holy shit. And so, as an entrepreneur, I'm burning out. And
did you feel burnout? How much of a burnout did you feel when you were in that process of expanding?
Gym? I don't remember July, say
it because there was like a 6 week window where it was.
I don't remember July.
Go, 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 go.
I'm not exaggerating and I'm not joking when I say that. you asked me what happened in this to last past July, dude. And I don't, and it's a fucking giant fog, and I'm not exaggerating, and I'm not being funny about it. Like, I don't remember anything that happened. I just know that there was something happening every minute of every second of every day. Like, it was just, there was something happening all the time.
Yeah.
And so people don't realize that we get the, I've said this to you, we get the, hey, oh my God, Omar, you went from this to this. Oh my God, your place looks amazing. The expansion looks great. Your new gym looks amazing. And it's like, what do you think? And I said, I honest to God, did not know how to answer.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even, like, have you let it all soaked in?
No.
And I'm like, I don't even know that it fucking happened.
Yeah.
Like, this is how dumb I feel. Like, this is not, I understand what happened. I'm not that dumb. Like, I get it. There was like a lot of the work and community came together and all that stuff, but I never really enjoyed it until I came 2 months later, bro.
Yeah.
I went to vacation after 2 months of, after the expansion was complete. 2 months later, I went to vacation.
Yep.
When I came back from vacation, I got that first workout in. You remember we were there and I was like fucking super hyped. And I was like, oh, damn,
this is what's going on.
This is a nice gym. Like, holy shit. Did I do this? Like, yeah. You know, and it's like it. And so I don't remember it. I was definitely burned out because I slept for 48 hours, dude. I slept on the plane. I slept whenever we stopped. I slept while we were in the Uber car, like in driving from one place to another. Like, I slept. And after that second day of sleep, I felt like the lights turned on and I was like, holy shit, what just happened? And I sat on a patio at our Airbnb, at our hotel. Then I was an Airbnb and it had like a rooftop patio. And I'm just sitting there during twilight, letting the sun set. And I'm just like reflecting. And then I did it again when I woke up in the morning and I'm just like, oh, what happened? And it was just a fog. And my point of me telling the story is that I'm ADHD. And so I have this uncounted ability to dig into things, but I don't realize that I can be overstimulated and understimulated sometimes. And that's the same thing that I'm struggling with. Talked about this when we were at the in the gym with Vera. And she also said, like, I can be overstimulated or understimulated. And what does that look like? What does that mean? It just basically means you're crawling out of your skin when there's not enough going on or there's too much going on.
Mm, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I thrive in chaos. Like, you give me a chaotic situation, dude, and I will make shit fucking happen. That's what happened in July. Like, you got to expand or you have to shrink.
Yeah.
There was no choice in the matter, dude. It was just, I had to. I didn't have the money. I had to go get loans. I had to do all these things, right? I was asking members to do things. It was all homegrown stuff, right? And it all worked out. But all that to say is that I saw chaos and I leaned into it, and that's where I thrive in. But I don't realize that I'm overstimulating myself until it gets to a point where, okay, somebody outside of me, like you or Suzette or Bliss or my son, for this example, he looked at me when he was there and my son built the bench and all that stuff, right? And he was like, Dad, we're going on vacation. And I was like, I don't have time, or I definitely don't have the money now. He goes, I don't give a fuck, Dad. We're going on vacation. I'm paying for the fucking ticket. We're going.
Good for him, honestly.
And I was like, shit. Oh, okay. I guess I'm going to fucking Tulum, right? And so the point of me telling the story is that as entrepreneurs, we have to realize that there has to be some form of outlet. Like, No Nasty, he made the same comment. Like, he has a hard time sleeping, Andy. Right? Man, yeah. Andy said the same thing, right? And so we think by not sleeping, by grinding all the time, that our businesses will grow, and they will. They'll be successful. But without somebody behind the wheel looking at it with a fresh set of eyes, dude, it's not going to really grow. It's going to be chaotic, and you're just going to manage chaos.
Yeah.
That's the truth. And I've learned, and after July, dude, I did not, to answer your initial question, I did not think I was burnt out until the 48 hours after me sleeping being gone for the first 2 days.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. Because I'm not joking, dude. It was like the lights were never on in July. And then
Just glazed over.
Just glazed. It was like I was high or drunk all the time, bro. And I was like, and then when I freaking slept and I came to and I was just like, there's no alarm. There's no shit. Got this energy. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, I was burnt out.
Yeah.
I was burnt out to the point where we came back from Tulum on Wednesday, bro. And we came in to do that workout or Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday. I don't remember. But I said, what did I tell you? Hurry up. I want to get this workout in by 2:30 because I don't want to be in the gym when people show up.
Yep. You're like, I got to get out.
I got to get out. I got to leave. I don't want anything to do with it. And it's not
I'm still on vacation.
I'm still on vacation. Nobody knew anything about it. Right. And people were like, and why did I do that? Because I didn't want people to feel like they can reach out to me and talk to me and they could have, and I probably would have responded, but that's the defeating the point of me actually taking time to recover and relax and taking care of myself. And I think as entrepreneurs, we have to be able to set that boundary, with our people, especially in the service-based business. I think if you're starting a brand new brand like No Nasties or an event planning or something like that, you can grind to a certain point and have certain metrics and goals. But in the service-based business, I'm talking nurses, I'm talking coaches, I'm talking therapists, I'm talking medical field, I'm talking like those people that have to have established relationships with their clients on a consistent basis, or they're always learning, like finding out where they're going. You're basically therapist. You're taking on their problems and you're making them your own so that you could help resolve their problems. You have to be able to create a boundary to shut it off and say no. And then like truly not think about it. And so I did not think about anything when I was in Tulum other than being with my grandson, being with my kid, and being with my family, and really just being with myself. And that's when I realized, like, shit, I came back. And now when people, my staff are asking me for things, just today, somebody was asking me for something. And I said, hey, we need to make the text was, we need to make a decision on something. And I'm not going to say what it was. And I said, okay. She goes, can we just make a decision and do it? And I said, it's not as simple as making a decision. Boundary. I said, once we make the decision, we have to establish the policy and the procedure and build the whole parameters around it. Right. And then I said, I personally do not have the mental capacity to do that right now because of everything else that I got going on. Could have said, yes, we'll do it. Bop, bop, yep. And then it would have been one more thing. As I'm talking to Suzette today, she's like, it's always something. Like, you always think about something. I don't know how you do it. You're always thinking about something like becoming a wholesale or becoming a retailer for Bubs. Like, how'd you think about that? Well, I was having a conversation with Sean. Like, dude, it makes sense. Like, why wouldn't we do this, right? And it's like, but that's, now you created all the, you made a decision to become a retailer for Bubs Natural, for Bubs at OTH. Now I got to build the programs. I got to build the products in my system. I got to promote the products in my system. I got to, you know, do all the promotional stuff, social media stuff, put it, in, display it in my thing. Like, that one decision created so much work, right? And it's just a decision. It's not. I'm learning that. And I just came to this conclusion 2 days ago. So don't make me think I'm fucking super smart. But every decision that we make as entrepreneurs creates some kind of workload to us, whether we're managing the workload through one of our staff members or whatever. But every decision we make comes with more additional bandwidth from us, mental capacity from us, foresight from us, vision from us. And then we're like, shit, I just made one decision. Now I'm afraid to make this. I'm not afraid to make decisions, but I'm very conscious of the decisions that I make now.
So I want to wrap it up with kind of a thought here, saying all this and going through what you went through in July and the burnout for the expansion and everything else. Like, what's the one thing or maybe a couple of things that you can acknowledge at this point that, hey, I need to start doing this so that I don't get burnt out again or burnt out as easy? Is there anything that you have thought of as an entrepreneur, as a coach, or just as a human being, like, this is what I need to do to make sure that I don't get to this point again or as easy.
Yes. There's a theory of that I used to have as an addict. I say I shared it with, we were talking in an addiction episode, that you're going to be addicted to balance, right? And I said, well, shit, dude, how do you, I can't, I tried to lean back on that theory. And I was like, I'm going to be addicted to balance again. I have to be addicted to balance again. And I was like, I can't find it. Like, I couldn't find the fucking balance, dude. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm learning how that I have to probably be addicted to setting boundaries. And in result, it will create balance that I could appreciate, right? And so creating boundaries, as I'm talking to you, my phone's ringing from a staff member, right? And so creating boundaries like this, we talked about this here, like in this room, we've used this room for more than just a podcast.
Oh, it's, yeah, this is, we already know this is our therapeutic area.
Right?
This is our therapy session.
Right? It's because it's our therapy session, we're hopefully sharing with the community what we're learning from, and so hopefully they can do. But setting boundaries as a service-based provider, dude, is so freaking important that I don't realize how important it was.
Yeah.
And being able to say no just to opportunities, but say no to thoughts and decisions that I have in my head. That was huge, bro. Like, I cannot tell you, just because we have an idea as an entrepreneur or as an ADHD entrepreneur, like, it doesn't mean I have to take action on it. It could be banked. It could be sit on. It could be written down somewhere, and you don't have to do it.
Yep.
It's there. It's going to be there. Are there decisions that you're going to sit on that you're like, I had this idea, and then you watch somebody else do it and you're like, damn it, I should have done it. Yes, there is. But I have to be okay with that, because if I'm not okay with that, then I'm going to come up to like the situation that I was in July. Mm-hmm. So setting boundaries to myself and my own thoughts and my own visions and my own ideas, and setting boundaries with my staff, with my clients, is probably the next thing. And so just because I'm setting boundaries with them doesn't mean I don't love them. It doesn't mean I don't care for them. It doesn't mean that I don't want them to be successful. It doesn't mean that it doesn't mean anything negative. It just means that in order for me to be healthy and to continue to show up and provide them the best versions of myself, the biggest takeaway that I took from July and going on vacation and coming back from that self-reflection is that throughout the whole month of July, I was legitimately so watered down. And I get emotional thinking about this, because I always want to show up the best version of myself for everybody. And I realized that I can't. And that makes me a little sad and a little mad at myself right now, but I have to be okay with that. And so month of July, I could not show up in my best form. It was so watered down that they were getting probably about 5%, maybe even 2% of who I am as a coach and who I am as a leader. That sucked. And I have to be able to set the boundary so that I can recharge. I have to be able to make time to make sure I go to sleep. I have to make sure that I wasn't even going to the doctor, bro. I wasn't even taking care of myself. I'm gaining weight. I'm like, why am I gaining weight? Well, because I'm freaking eating at 8 o'clock at night, and I'm going to bed and my sleep disrupted, and I'm only eating at 8 o'clock at night because I made no time for me to freaking stop and eat during the day. I'm making time to work out because workout is therapy to me, but I'm just creating more damage. And so I got gifted some wearables that I can wear in my sleep. I'm starting making appointments with a doctor. I had a full circle moment with my doctor and weight loss management. And they're like, you know what you need to do. And it was like so clear. I knew what I needed to do. I needed to set the boundaries. I needed to turn things off. I needed to make time to go to sleep. And make time to get quality sleep. I got to be okay with not showing up at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. or being on at 4 a.m. until 8 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
That's bullshit, dude. Like, I understand that's what got me to where I'm at today. But then the last thing I'll give, I think I said it when we were working out today, how much is enough? Right? As entrepreneurs, we don't know.
Yeah, no, it's constant.
It's a constant, right? But truly define how much is enough. Like, I talked to Suzette about this today when we were talking, and we rarely talk during the day, but today was one of those days. And I said, how much is enough? She goes, I don't understand how much is enough for you. And so to answer the question is, understanding that I do have to find balance again, I'm going to find balance by setting boundaries throughout myself and through my clients and through my business. And then really defining what is enough for me. What is truly enough? Do I want to have three locations? Do I want OTH to be a franchise? Do I want like my business to be so profitable that I never have to work a day in my life again? I don't have that answer yet.
Is it enough just to have one spot?
Correct. Is it enough? And so is that enough? Is it a dollar amount? Is it, because once you know how much is enough, dude, then you can kind of figure out what your timeline is going to be. Like, you got to be okay with things not being done. Mm-hmm. And that's fucking hard for us, dude.
Yeah.
It's really fucking hard to look at your list of things that you got done and you're like, that's not enough. And you're like, yeah. And then that's what keeps us up at night, bro. That's what keeps us up. You and I both will be up till fucking 1 o'clock in the morning and then up again at fucking 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning to fucking get right back to it, dude.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, and it's not because we got shit to do. And I guarantee you it's not because we're trying to be productive, because after fucking 10 hours, you're getting less and less productive. And
it,
so
yeah, it becomes just garbage.
It's just fucking breathing, wasting oxygen, wasting fucking brain cells, dude. Yeah. You're wasting time. And so it's like, I got to look at that list and go, okay, what's enough? One. And then I got to go, okay, cool. That's enough. You're going to regret sometimes that once you define enough, that it wasn't truly enough. Yes, you are. That's part of life, right? That's part of what we got to get going on. So the last piece is like, what is enough? And really putting a value to that, because it's really fucking hard to do that as an first of all, for me, being ADHD, being an addict, and then now as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest three things that I'm learning, and being okay with it. It kind of sucks. But it's like a fight, dude. You're like fucking fighting with yourself. It's like, wasn't there a fucking show, dude? It was like, who's the freaking Ace Ventura? Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey, right? And he was like, he was pretending to fight with himself, and it was like two different characters. No, it was liar. What it was. He was trying to be a liar, but he couldn't. And he was like, no. He's like, I want to tell the truth, but I want to lie, but I can't. He was like, I want to lie, but he couldn't, right? It was so fucking funny. But that's exactly what I felt like in these last few months since coming back from vacation. It was like, okay, I'm still a leader. I still can do all these things, exactly. but I still got to, people are going to grow. My business is going to grow. My community is going to grow. Our businesses are going to grow. And we're going to grow as individuals if we do truly set the boundaries and kind of figure out what enough is, man. So it's hard to do.
Let's take a deep breath.
And woosah.
Woosah.
Let's set the intention, Jeff. Let's set the intention.
Here's my meditation. Woosah.
Woosah. Look at Gruz Faba. Oh, shit. Oh, man, dude. Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, it's hopefully this helps you guys. I really do. I thought it was very important. And I'm looking for things, man. I mean, shit, Jeff and I are trying to figure out what balance is and what boundaries are. But if you guys see this post or you see this this episode, you listen to the episode, comment on something on one of our posts and let us know what you guys do.
Oh yeah. You can always drop a comment on the episode.
Yeah.
Spotify or Apple or Amazon. You can always drop a comment. We'd love to hear what you guys think and what your solution is for burnout.
Yeah.
Really.
Like some of the tips, like I'm always looking for new things.
Oh, I am too.
As long as it's not like waking up at 4 in the morning to set an intention and have like a 2-hour morning routine. That's not. Yeah.
That's not happening for me. I am not a morning person.
Yeah. But if it's like something that, you know, like a good little tip, like a calendar tip or, you know, that kind of thing.
Right there with you.
Like technology, maybe some AI avatars. Like, let us know.
All right. Thanks, guys. This has been an international podcast transmission of No Fixed Agenda presented by Bubs Naturals. Music was provided by The Poor Dirty Astronauts with lyrics written by Matt Meyer. You can rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you find your favorite podcast episodes. NFA, over and out.